It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and we're happy to welcome the head and the heart back. And we right now are sitting with John and Charity Rose. Welcome, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
It's good to see you again. Signs of Light coming out on September 9th. I think I promised you before we went on mic that I wouldn't do it, but I can't help it. I got us, from my own humble opinion, the first album you guys put out blew me away, and I thought, man, is this a great record. And then I happened to catch you before you debuted the second album, Let's Be Still, and I actually remember when you came out here, and I still remember the breathtaking version of Another Story that you did here that brought tears to our eyes. And then every song on that was great. And now, having had, you know, the privilege of hearing Signs of Light, I can't believe it. And I commend you, because you have made three entirely great records in a row, and it's something special. So kudos to you guys.
Thanks. You so much.
And with that, we'll say thank you to all the audience.
Yeah.
In all sincerity, here's when you know, I've gone through the album a few times, and when you're on this side of the microphone and it's the radio thing, and you're thinking of, oh, what songs would be good to play? And you listen five times to the album and go, which ones shouldn't we play?
Right, yeah.
That's a rare feat, and you guys should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, I had the same problem about an hour ago trying to pick out the right slice of pizza, actually. Every single slice looks so good. So, yeah, I know. I can relate. I know exactly what you're talking about.
When I wake up in the morning, I see nothing for miles and miles and miles. When I sleep in the evening, oh, Lord, there she goes, only in dreams. She's only in dreams. Well, my love, we've been here before. Don't drag me through this again. We tried everything under the sun. Now I'm trying to wake up from this. I'm trying to make up for it. We'll be right back.
Now, you went to Stinson Beach, as I understand it. You took the hiatus, you took some time off, and then you regathered in Stinson Beach, where you did a lot of writing, right?
And it was the first time we got back together as a full band. We had about 6 months off, like individually, like totally off, where, you know.
You went to Haiti?
No one was calling. Yeah. Yeah, I've been down there a couple of times now.
That's another nice thing that you did a charitable trip on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I commend you for that.
I've gotten to know some really, really cool people through that. It sort of took, I don't know, it took music to a different place. You know, it took like, you kind of just get a little burnout after doing like, you know, I love that we get to do this for a living, but because of that, you know, the things that come with that and all the things, all the people you work with, and you sort of feel like you're giving a piece of yourself and a piece of the music to so many people that eventually you start to get a little jaded, you know? And then going down there was very humbling, and to just kind of switch the hourglass around again, because it was like, okay, you can do things that go beyond what seems to get a little stale after a while with music, you know? You can use it for like a better, I don't know, like a bigger thing. So it was cool to just kind of, you almost use that as a bridge to get in these rooms. And we would, it was Jackson Brown and I in these classrooms. So I got to know him through that. And so we would just play our songs with a translator and then do a Q&A with the class, because everyone down there speaks either French or Creole. And they just, there's so many, everyone down there is a musician. I mean, like, they don't claim, you know, to them it's like, you know, well, of course I can sing, or of course I can play drums, or of course I can do this and that. It's like, no, you don't understand. Like, you're like, it's insane. They just don't, it, you know, it's just, but there's so many talented and incredible people that we met down there.
You then went and you worked in Nashville, where you worked with Jay Joyce, right?
Yeah.
And how did that come in together, and how did Nashville and all that stuff, you know?
You know, it's funny now because it's hard to imagine doing the record with anyone else. But it was sort of a process where we had never really worked with a producer, and so we were like, where do we even start? Like, most of the bands, most of my favorite records, the person who produced it is either dead or it was self-produced by, like, you know, with Wilco. Like, most of my favorite records, Tweety produced it with him, and so I was like, well, that's not helpful because that doesn't point me in any direction. So, you know, with our relationship, with our new relationship with Warner Brothers and our A&R guy, Jeff Sosnow, he's been doing it a long time. He's great at his job and knows a lot of great people. And he kind of just gave us a list of some options. And if we had anybody, we'd throw it in the hat. And so we met with a few different people. And for me, as soon as we met with Jay, and we're in his, he has this church that he's renovated into just like a studio palace. And it's beautiful. And he chain smokes inside. And he's got these two huge, beautiful Great Dane dogs that just follow you around.
He wasn't smoking behind the altar, was he?
I think we took.
Because I'm an ex-altar boy, and that's sacrilegious. Yeah.
I think he just removed the altar, so you didn't have to worry about
that's
it.
That's where the board went.
I don't know. Just as soon as we just started talking, it just kind of felt like a no-brainer to me.
Put your dreams away for now, I won't see you for some time. I am lost in my mind, I get lost in my mind. Mama once told me, you're already home when you feel loved. I am lost in my mind, I get lost in my mind. That sort of library magic, whispering through the dusty aisles, watching all the thinkers read, trying to keep a grown man quiet. It's like pulling teeth on a winter's eve, cracks and poles and unfamiliar roads. I'm on this one to find out. Veggie gas and brothers arrest, can't stay healthy in a cloud of ice. Listening to my every move, just trying to survive. Self-imposed adventures that selfishness drives. I can barely keep my head above the blue, trying to keep it off of me and you. But I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me you gotta hop in for this chapter's ride. And there will always be better days. There will always be better days. Making music is what we do, trying to weave the patterns for me and you, trying to make the grasses breathe and a grown man cry. Truth in life is where I cling, tangled up in a funnel's wings, just trying to come out walking. Understand it's beyond me talking, trying to come out walking. Understand it's beyond me talking. But I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me you gotta hop in for this chapter's ride. And there will always be better days. There will always be better days. And being alone isn't lonely, sought after like a holiday. Being home is my vacation. Postcard dreams of a full-size bed. Quit the band one too many times, serious enough to get a rise. He'll hop in the next morning for another drive. That's a promise, the best advice we ever received is for you and me to stay together. It's easy to begin and hard to end. I'm just glad to go through it all with you as friends. I can see the sunshine's rays gleaming through the clear water, telling me you gotta happen for this chapter's ride. And there will always be better days. There will always be better days. There will always be better days.
Well, October 7th, at the Greek, we're going to hear the evolving set mm-hmm. list and what mm-hmm. shape and form it's taken, and obviously we're encouraging all of our listeners, you know. And September 9th, Signs of Light will be in store, and it is an album. It's a complete album, and fans of that art form, of which we hope many of our listeners remain, mm-hmm. it's one of those where it's a must for the collection. It's been great having you guys out here, and we just can't say thank you enough for what you've created, what you've made, and what you continue to make. You know, we really, really need bands like you, and our hats are off to you. Really do care. So thank you.
Thank you for saying that.
And thanks for today, because it's always a joy to see you and to hear you perform right here in our lovely little studios.
Yeah. It's the best. Thank you for being, you know, having programs like you. You know, it's a two-way, it's like
It's kumbaya.
It's kumbaya. That's true.
Well, it's the head and the heart, and the two words never more perfectly united than right today on 88.5 KCSN.